is thirsty for you, and my flesh longs for your name in dry and parched land. Because at one time I had beheld your glory in the sanctuary. And the idea is that, you know, this whole thing, what it's all about, King David, when he's trying to fill the gap, like every person in this world is just trying to fill the emptiness with something, you know. And King David just says, no, rather than trying to fill it up with all kinds of external substances and external excitement, I'm going to turn inside and trust something ancient, something that he remembers like an ancient lullaby, an ancient memory that drifts in sometimes and takes him off. And he remembers a time before his soul came into his body when he was dwelling with God, and he wants that. And in the meantime, he'll go through the desert, he'll walk across the desert, he'll go to the parched land and the dry land. And we know that that parched and dry land is the time that we're living in now, the spiritual desert that we're living in now, that we're trying to just get through. We're trying to just every day make another step. And how could a person believe that there's a God? You have all kinds of hurricanes and water disasters and killing and things going on. That's the desert. And King David has said, no, I believe, I know it. Deep down in ancient memory, I remember.